new stock arriving across the whole Kubota range. Visit Black Truck and Ag today.
River 949 News.
River 949, Marnie and Campo for breakfast. A bridge named after disgraced former Ipswich Mayor Paul Basali. People are asking it to be renamed, Marnie, through a petition. It's got 1,200 signatures on it right now. And behind it, Marnie, is Karen Weston. Hey, Karen, how are you going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very well. Change.org is where you can go to the petition. Now, you've got a lot of signatures at the moment. What's your main name, just to get the bridge changed?
My main aim is about getting the bridge changed, as Pasali has a conviction now.
Yeah.
And I've since learnt that they've changed policy, that bridges and streets can't be named after local government.
Oh, are they really? I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, I only found that out yesterday by having a chat with Teresa on ABC radio.
Yeah. Okay. But if they're already named that,
yes,
can you change it?
Okay. If there's been a conviction, you can change it.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Well, that's a good thing.
Well, okay, that's
But you want to get it changed to Ash Barty.
Yeah, it's just been frustrating as a local community member driving over that bridge and seeing his name there every time you cross over it. So a lot of people have of the opinion that maybe it's not a nice idea for Ash to be named after having his name on the bridge, but it's about making change in the community and about having positive role models.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, yeah. And agree 100%. I do get that, though. It's kind of like,
Ash. It's a bit tarnished.
Maybe they could call it something generic.
Yeah.
And we could give her something else. I mean, I don't know. That's just a suggestion.
Maybe we could call it the Richmond Bridge after her favourite AFL team.
Well, there you go. See, that's something. Yeah, There's many options.
Isn't there a tennis court near the bridge, like a centre there?
Yeah, there's new tennis courts that have just been built in Springfield in that big sporting complex.
And what are they named? What's the name of them?
They got a name or no?
I don't believe that actually has a name, so that could be a possibility. But when speaking with Teresa yesterday, she was talking, we only actually have 3 female statues in Queensland.
Mm. Oh,
well,
we need a statue.
They were talking about a statue.
Oh, it has to be a statue. She's won Wimbledon.
Yeah, exactly.
She's from Ipswich and has won Wimbledon.
It's just everything that she stands for.
Yeah.
She's just got so much. She's so humble and so, she's an Indigenous woman. Mm. She's a female. She's our local Brookwater club champion for golf.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's just such
a golf. She's a cricketer.
Yeah, she's a great golfer.
She loves AFL. Yeah. I mean, she's all round.
She's just brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. We love her and we love her family too.
We love her, don't we?
We love her. We just love her. We talk to Rob all the time. We love him too.
I think he's sick of us, but we love him.
Yeah, we love him.
He's like, not you two again. Yeah. But I would totally wholeheartedly agree with you. We're very proud of her and she's done so well.
Yeah.
So there needs to be a great connotation around it. I think the sentiment is amazing.
I think at least it's built momentum at least to have that bridge renamed.
That's right. It's a positive thing. No, good on you, Karen. It's a positive thing, but I still don't agree with that bridge. That bridge.
Well, maybe we could name the Women's AFL Stadium after her.
Yeah.
100%.
I think everything after her.
He's actually wanting to.
Let's go for gold.
He's taking over Springfield as in Barty Central, Barty North, Barty Heights. I mean, look, we could go on.
Brooke Barty.
Barty Party.
That's a new political party.
Barty Waters. There you go. You can have that at Brookwater. Anyway, look, we digress. I love the idea, Karen.
Yeah,
you're a good egg, and good on you for speaking up about it.
Well, thanks so much for having a chat to me today. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure, your legend.